My young friends in Islam, today, unfortunately, we take pride in following the path of the kuffar, when in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us that the greatest example we should follow is the example of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, unfortunately, spiritually, we are all empty. Externally, we may be well dressed, we may look good, but inside, the heart is free from that true nourishment, the zikr of Allah and durood upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The strongest link for a believer with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is only in the method of salatu was salam, sending durood upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashara. عشر صلوات وحطت عنه عشر خطيئات ورفعت له عشر درجات. Anyone who invokes a blessing on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will grant him 10 blessings. 10 of his sins will be forgiven, and he will be raised 10 degrees. This is for that individual who takes out time and sends only one durood upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is meant by durood? A hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. When the companions said to him, O Prophet of Allah, we know how to greet you, but what is meant by salat? To send salat on you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered them that send durood, blessings upon me, that durood which has the name of my father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is famously known as durood Ibrahim. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam again has given great honor to that individual who has this habit of reciting excessive durood upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Great honor is given to those. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." The one who will be nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah, and what a blessing it will be for any individual to stand in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hereafter. And this can only be achieved. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that when someone reads and sends durood upon me excessively, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be standing with me. Allah will bless him with that honor. Subhanallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah cause us to be one of those who receive this honor. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would often say that a dua is never accepted until one sends durood to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His famous words are, "Inna du'a'a mawkufun bayna as-sama'i wal-ard la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalli ala nabiyyik." Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an would say that the dua is suspended between the earth and the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that dua, but only when it is completed in the form of a durood sent to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My young friends, it is extremely important today that we connect ourselves with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we should take pride in applying the sunnah externally and internally inside us. We should take great pride in practicing the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept that action which has been endorsed by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The companions achieved this very high status and honor due to the fact that they were very meticulous in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why this name was given to them, that they were known as Sahaba, and in the Arabic language, Sahaba means the one who accompanies. And they accompanied Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They took in everything what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had explained to them, and they would put that into practice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the certificate of Jannah in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has titled them with radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. Anyone whose iman is like the iman of the companions, then even they will be guided to the right path. The certificate of Rada, Allah's pleasure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven his sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him in Jannah without any form of reckoning can be achieved. But this can only be achieved when one follows the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to follow the path of the companions, to follow the path of the pious people. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ